coming to you alive through the power of the interwebs. Inside the Green Room Studio from the flagship source of the Earth Mix Garden Products Network, it's the At-Home Show with Josh Carey and David Bates, bringing you all the wisdom
and wit
you'll ever need to tackle your garden and your projects. Now broadcasting live from Bates Nursery and Garden Center at 3810 Whites Creek Pike, just 1 mile north of exit 19 off Briley Parkway.
Or 0.9 miles as the Josh drives.
Here's Josh Carey and David Bates.
Oh yeah, everybody knows what that music means. It's now time to climb a tree, don your loincloth, and survey the backyard, because you got to find a project, you got to lay it in the unmarked grave of history. Welcome in, everybody. It's your Saturday morning tradition. It's the At-Home Show with Josh Carey and David Bates, and I am Josh Carey.
And I am David Bates.
That's Michael over here. That's Yo. Nora over there. And we're here for you, folks. It's we're live on Facebook. We're out on YouTube. We're up on Twitter. So, I mean, you can find us. Please like us. Love
yeah,
us.
Yeah, and if you're watching us on Facebook, take a moment and share it out there.
Yes.
We'd appreciate that very much.
Throw it up onto the big screen in the living room. That's the new thing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. And people everywhere, you know, globally are doing that.
Of course they are.
And one of the main reasons is because of the weather that's at the top of the program. And here we are on Saturday morning, and what a wonderful forecast we have ahead of us today. Saturday is going to be sunny, a high near 85 degrees, winds out of the north, northeast, about 5 miles an hour. Tonight, clear, low of about 60 degrees. We've actually had temperatures here in the upper 50s at Bates Nursery this morning. Tomorrow, Sunday, it's going to be 88, 89 degrees, sunny. Calm winds, maybe 5 miles an hour in the afternoon. Sunday night, clear, low again in the mid-60s. On Labor Day, sunny, a high near 90 degrees. South-southwest winds, 5 to 10 miles an hour as we roll on into the abnormal work week. You know, where a lot of places are shut down on Mondays, including Bates Nursery. So be mindful of checking wherever you're heading out to next week. A holiday weekend. Tuesday and Wednesday both have highs near 90 degrees. But as we move into Thursday, there's a chance of some isolated thunderstorms, and you'll notice the temperatures drop off considerably. Here just 10 days into the month, 82 degrees Thursday, 77 Friday, 76 Saturday. So some noticeable cooling temperatures coming up in the forecast in the immediate future for us here in Middle Tennessee. And currently, it is 57 degrees here in Music City out in Bates Nursery, here live from the green room.
We'll have to get the insulated pants and get the jackets out and make sure to shake out the you know, the old brown recluses out of them and make sure that they're all ready to roll, because there's shorts predominantly in the room today. So,
well, because we all did what he did and looked at the weather and saw it's going to be, you know, 85 degrees later.
No, there's no humidity.
Well, that means shorts are even more fun.
No, 85 degrees with no humidity is perfect. It's perfect weather.
For shorts.
It's just perfect weather.
It's just perfect.
Yeah. I mean, but and Josh doesn't, he's not really a shorts wearer kind of guy. I mean, he's.
I have them.
Well, and I'm not really a long pants wearer kind of guy. You know, I get comments.
But based on your professions, both those things make sense.
Well, they do. They do. You know, my profession tends to lend itself to a more, a little more casual. I mean, you know.
It's, you don't want to scrape
your legs. You ever been to a lumber yard? I mean, we're real casual.
I'm sure that not everybody
is. In your blue jeans and boots.
Well, I mean, you have to wear your PPE now. You have to wear. You have to be high vis if you're driving a forklift or if you're doing anything like that. But you know, we've had, you know, there were times at the lumberyard where guys would call in sick and say, "Don't have any clean clothes to wear to work." Now, think about that.
Okay. Were they not washing their clothes?
No. Well, I mean, it's not that they didn't. It didn't matter. You can wash them all you want. You walk near a lumberyard, you will get dirty. I mean, it's,
we kind of have that phenomenon around.
Yeah, it kind of goes with it, you know, because you've got dirt, there's shingles, there's paints, there's all kinds of stuff around, and dust. I don't know. What is it about dust in a lumber yard? I mean, it's like, is there a polarity thing going on?
It's not as though you guys do a lot of cutting of lumber. I mean, you actually, most of what you're selling is already finished in the dimensions.
Yes,
I mean,
yes, it's finished pieces.
So you're not creating a lot of sawdust or any, I guess, for that matter.
No, you can pave the parking lot. It doesn't matter. I mean, dust all comes
from. It just comes to where you are.
615-499-6690. Join us, folks, because you will reach us. You will go to a voicemail system, and it will allow you to leave your phone number if you want Michael to call you back.
I want to give a big number 63 birthday shout-out to my brother, Mark. Good morning, Mark, and happy belated birthday. Yesterday, he turned 63.
He's your older brother.
No, Mark is actually my younger brother.
Oh, he is.
Yes, I'm a year and a half older than Mark. But yeah, we're so close in age, it's difficult to tell. We both have a lot of miles on the odometer, so to speak. So we're, a little wear and tear. That's just the nature of...
time to get some new gaskets in the shoulders and the knees.
There's all manner of, the conversations... unfortunately turn more towards what the current list of
ailments
are. Yes, and we both have them, and so anyway,
have you gotten to the point where you start comparing how much medication that you take during a day's period of time?
I don't think either of us really take any medication.
That's good. Okay. Start counting the pills.
We're not there yet. But, that time is out just ahead, and I really got a great opportunity also to visit with my niece, Kayla, and her husband, Gonzalo Viteri. Mm. And, of course, Gonzalo is originally from Ecuador, and they are weekly watchers of the program. So, Gonzalo and Kayla, buenos dias y bienvenidos al at-home show con Josh Carey y David Bates. So...
yep.
But I don't know why I'm saying part of that in Spanglish, because he speaks fluent English. But Gonzalo is going to come on here at some point. He's in the MBA program at Vanderbilt right now. So
they have an MBA program at Vanderbilt?
Obviously, he's a pretty sharp guy. He quit just got a promotion at Boeing and moved back across, obviously, from Seattle to Nashville. So really sharp guy. He says it is... kicking his rear.
Running those suicides back and forth up on down the court. I mean, it's got to be. I
think you're thinking of the NBA.
MBA.
Okay.
And not Montgomery Bell Academy either. It's
more of a Father Ryan kind of thing.
It would be closer to that. Yeah. given where he's from, but yes. He explained to me last night that for the first month, there's actually only four classes, but you take them all four all the time. But for the first month, they give you five.
Huh?
And he says it's just pure insanity. There's so much more than you can ever get done. And it's... he says, I think the intent is to...
call the herd.
Yeah, well, no, he says, no, they don't want to call anybody because, they get paid rather well for...
Online classes.
Yes, well, he does about half of it is actually in person. It's not fully online, but it's an all-encompassing, so anyway.
It's one of those accelerated programs.
Anyway, I will enjoy having... in about two or three weeks, hopefully have Gonzalo come on here. And he's expressed an interest in wanting to come in and see the program live. And if you come in here, you're going to hit the hot seat.
Yes, absolutely.
So, which we're here in a few minutes, give her the moment to get herself together. We're going to get Honora McGarry, our very own Honora McGarry, to come up and talk to us.
Has she actually agreed to that, to be our own Honora McGarry?
She's more her own.
Yes, she is her own person.
For the purposes of this program and issues, she'll be our own because she does the video production of the program.
And does a fine job.
And she also is the director of marketing here at Bates Nursery and Garden Center. So she is very much up on everything that's going on. Matter of fact, everything that goes on with respect to marketing, it's all coming from her. So we've got she's done a lot of work on our Bates Nursery Boot Camp. A lot of folks seem to be really interested in
really
that. We want to talk about it a little bit more. Mm-hmm. And we've got a lot of experts that she has the availability to. So, and so it gives people a great opportunity to get to an opportunity to learn about a variety of different things, and from a lot of different points of view. So, you know, it really makes the entire process a whole lot easier. And I thought I had the right
input.
I thought I did. I thought I did it first. What we're going to do, if you want to look at the website along with us, go to BatesNursery.com.
Absolutely.
And just scroll down to the bottom of the page, and you will see this more information area. And you'll see right there it says Bates Nursery Botanical Boot Camp. Click on that. Takes you right to the page, and you'll see the calendar of events come up. And, of course, we are now in September. And she did have a they have had a couple of
they had a fine August, by the way.
And it was the initial month of the boot camp, and we got a lot more coming up here. So, Honora, welcome to the show this morning. We're always glad to have you on board. I know you're a little reticent about doing this, but your very capable skills are much appreciated. We just want to talk about it for a moment. How's it been so far getting the boot camp up and running? How's the response been from folks who've been tuning in?
It's been good. I really have to hand it to the folks who I work with here at Bates, who've been hosting some really interesting and timely webinars, you know, from fall pruning to yesterday we had one on planting native species, which is really popular right now.
Now, and what's great about all of the broadcasts, in addition to the list of events upcoming, we also have archives, so any of the events that have been published in the past, if you couldn't miss it, these are all recorded and they're available for viewing on the same page. You'll just simply scroll down to the bottom and it'll give you the links for each different program that came on and the day that it came on, and it'll show you which one you can go to and which one that give you the information that you're looking for specifically. So
yeah, it's all the way at the bottom of that page, and then they're also published on the Bates Nursery YouTube.
So they're both places there. You can make sure and check that out. Now, coming up this week on Tuesday, you're planting for pollinators, and now I understand Joy Bovin's also going to be doing that one as well. Is that correct?
Yeah, we're doing that as the native species and planting for pollinators are kind of companion webinars.
Yeah, they do
webinars.
Seem like they would go hand in hand.
Yeah, and so Joy's hosting both of those, and she's super knowledgeable and super passionate about both of those topics, so I'm pretty excited.
I talked to her yesterday. She was a little pensive about the whole thing, but, you know, once she got into the subject matter, obviously she has no issue talking about it. She's, as you mentioned, very knowledgeable and very passionate about it. And she's a really engaging individual to get to talk to. So when you're, whether you're seeing her on the Zoom program on the, and that is done over Zoom, correct?
Yes, it is.
So when you click on the link, if you don't have Zoom already downloaded onto your device, it will prompt you to do that. And is there, of course, when you click on the Register Now link on each particular show, it will give you the option to save that to your calendar of your choice.
Yes.
And then that creates the link within that. So when it's time to watch the show or it'll come up and you simply click on the link and it takes you straight into the program, correct?
Yep. Yeah, it's super simple. Just go to Register Now. You'll have the option, like you said, to add it into the calendar. And, you know, then you can set alerts for yourself as well.
Okay. We've also got Austin Lowen coming up again later in the week. And you'll probably get to see more of Austin next week.
Saturday.
Yeah, because you and I are going to both be gone.
Yeah, we have a scheduling problem.
Yeah, so we're going to both be gone. But, you know, while the cats are away, the mice will play. So we're going to see.
Have a sale. A really big sale.
So we're going to see what goes on. Mm-hmm. Maybe we'll just have a radio program. Josh has got other ideas that are. He hasn't run past management, so we'll see how all that goes.
We did it once on the radio. We had a cats away, mice will play sale when you were gone.
Anyway, so
that was spectacular too.
Oh yeah, well, you know, I always am in full agreement with any idea you ever have, Josh.
We should.
After 25 years of broadcasting together, that's the way it goes. So we got a good schedule coming up this coming week. And if you want to see the schedule going forward, you've got it all out there for the entire month of September. So make sure and check that out. And it'll help you kind of plan your calendar of events. Mm-hmm. Based on what's coming up here. So another one of the things that I think is really excellent and looking forward to hearing Adam Chapman talk about on the 22nd of September is about edible landscapes. And right now, if you have figs planted in your yard, you are really enjoying the bounty, as hopefully as I am, because I'm picking a fig or two daily. And one of the things I like best about figs in particular is that they don't all ripen at one time. They ripen, you know, over a day or two, and I get some every day, but I have to work quickly to beat the birds too, and the birds have found them. So that's it's a fight over who's going to get the fruit.
You need a BB gun.
No,
I'm not at home. I guess I had to get Renee to get the BB gun. It's, you know, it's more difficult when you live in an urban setting. Those you have to make sure you have a good shot, or you're going to fall beyond the target, which can be problematic, like to the neighbor's house.
You don't like your neighbors, right?
No, I don't like my neighbors.
I was going to say that would make things just a lot easier. Then you don't have to worry about it.
Yeah, I don't know if she could get out on the roof and shoot down where it would go into the ground. Okay. I don't know if she'd.
We'd have to have video if she did.
Yeah. Well, yes, and I don't know anybody who's got time to go out there and videotape it. So, without further ado, Honora, thank you for coming on this morning and talking a little bit about Bates Nursery Botanical Bootcamp. And just to let you know, go over to batesnursery.com, scroll down to the very bottom of the page, and you'll see the links for more information. The Bates Nursery Botanical Bootcamp is right there. Just click on that link. It takes you back to this page. Shows you not only all of the events coming up, but there are archives there of all the past events. And you can see us as we're growing and learning to use our technology a little better each time. You know,
that's new stuff is coming, folks.
So thank you for your efforts, and we appreciate you coming on and sharing a little bit about that this morning.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
Okay, so Josh,
well, she's our very own.
And we're thankful for that.
Yes.
Because she has an abundance of talent. And
I'm thankful. It was kind of tough running both those things, the board and the video, before we got her.
All righty, folks.
Well, you know, it's multitasking. I hear that multitasking is a really a misnomer, that no one actually multitasks.
You can only do one thing at a time.
Well, I find it nearly impossible to do more than one thing.
I read an article that multitasking is actually the least productive way to do anything.
A lot of times I agree with that. Okay, we see Mike out there. We see Bill out there. We see Alita out there. Hey, chime in. Put a comment on the Facebook page if you're out there watching us on Facebook, and we'll be glad to respond to you. If you got a question there, if you want to reach out at 615-499-6690, you can text a question to that number. You can join us live should you decide to do so.
Absolutely. Of course, as we mentioned at the top of the show, since last week, we have lost August. Now September.
When did that happen, by the way?
Last Tuesday
was when it happened. But.
Right. And it got here per usual. Another month gets spent quickly. And already here, it seems like the month just started, and we're nearly a week into it. So... people, I think, really have the fall fever already going on. We're really seeing a lot of response to the things we've got going on. And, Josh, you did mention a sale. And probably would be a good time just to go ahead and talk about that.
Now, we'll have a really big sale.
Well, we've got one coming.
Huge monster sale.
We're talking about this week.
Oh, okay.
We're not talking about next week. We're talking about right now. And the reason that's important, because we've got a 10% off all plants for Bates Rewards members. So no matter, and we have been receiving shipments. I mean, many, many truckloads all week. So anything that grows, whether it's trees, shrubs, ground covers, if you're talking pansies or violas or kale and cabbage, or your fall gardening plants, broccoli, Brussels sprout, cabbage, cauliflower, kale, all those things. Doesn't matter. Ornamental grasses, perennials, tropical plants.
Tropical plants?
Yes,
tropical Even the plants. Tropical plants?
There is an echo in here. Tropical yes. plants, yes.
Wow.
So, everything that you're looking for at Bates Nursery and Garden Center with regard to plants, if you're a Bates Rewards member, is 10% off. And if you're not a Bates Rewards member, lament not. It takes just 30 seconds to sign up. And we don't share your information with anyone. Mm. And you sign up and you'll get that benefit today when you come out. We will be closed over the weekend. However, starting not this coming Sunday, but October 13th, we will be open again on Sundays from noon until 4. And that, again, is 1 week from tomorrow. We start opening again on Sundays here at Bates Nursery and Garden.
That would be September 13th.
What did I say, October 13th?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Scratch that remark. September 13th.
September
13th. I wonder why you were looking at me quizzical. Go, okay. He's actually being serious. Yes, September 13th, which is a week from tomorrow. So come out and see us today at Bates Nursery and Garden Center, where we're open from 9 until 4 p.m. Mm-hmm. And we are through the week, Monday through Saturday. And again, beginning September 13th, we will be open from noon until 4. That's 1 week from tomorrow. So at Bates Nursery and Garden Center, we have all the things you're looking for. Come out and see us. Take photographs with your smartphone or your tablet. Bring those along with us. That really helps our experts get a feel of what you've got going on in your unique landscape situation, help you get the right plants in the right place the first time. And if you're going to spend the time and the money to get the very best plants, you need to get the best results out of them. And we are, of course, really recommend strongly the use of EarthMix garden products and EarthMix landscape in particular if you're planting trees and shrubs. It's the product that's especially blended for your trees and shrubs and your ornamental planting. So check that out right here at Bates Nursery. Come on out and see us. We're a mile north of Briley Parkway at exit 19 on White's Creek Pike. It's just minutes from Rivergate, Opry Mills, Nashville West, downtown Nashville.
33 minutes from Smyrna. It's just a
worth
a
the drive from anywhere. That's a pretty short little drive.
Yeah.
So come on out and see us. Bates Nursery Garden Center. We have been beautifying Nashville since 1932, and thank you for your attention for that moment talking about that.
Mm-hmm. 615-499-6690. David in the above ground garden is going great. I got all my little lettuces in my in a row, and something's getting on the broccoli, and it's chomping on the broccoli. What is the likely culprit there?
Okay, so let's revisit the construction and you don't have any kind of like protective netting or anything around. Do you have any photographs of it to share with us by chance?
I may, but do you think this is like deer in the middle of Smyrna or?
Well, I mean, certainly deer go everywhere. I mean, do rabbits not hop? I mean, how high is this?
I think it's a little bit more buggy.
Well, I mean, I'm trying to figure out from whence the problem is arisen. So I'm just kind of going down the question of all the things it could be. Now, if it is a buggy thing, have you sprayed with any kind of a
buggy stuff?
Well, though there are many good organic certified.
I have my free-range neem oil, and I'm not afraid to use it. Should I be doing so?
Well, if you're seeing signs that things are chewing on you, neem oil, the great thing about it is that it's a great, and I think best used as a preventive.
Oh, okay.
Where that you will.
If you go to Input 3, we can see. We have visual evidence.
Right, so we'll just do that then. And
we have the above ground. We have the above ground garden. We have the above ground pool. And the new she shed. And was installed this last week.
So what is let's go in reverse order, the she shed, what is its primary function?
I don't know, but you see the window box?
I do see that,
You see the window box. Yeah. I was told to ask you what would be the best plant to go inside the window box.
Well, it would be the plant that she finds most appealing. You know, you would think
I don't want to peel anything. I just want to.
I would say put something in there at this time of year. Uh-huh. You're probably talking about cool season plants, pansies or cool. violas, something like that would be very
it's
nice.
It's not very big. I'm saying that the entire container that sits inside the window box is approximately 4 inches across and maybe 4 inches deep.
Usually some kind of a small plant, 4-inch size plants would fit nicely right in there.
In a 4-inch place, yes, that makes sense. Mm-hmm. Okay. But no, the primary function of the she shed will be to make more room for more stuff in the basement. See,
and
you shift it. We're shifting the dynamic. So stuff that's in the basement that is mine primarily is going to go live in the shed, shed.
I understand that. And, of course, I have a cousin of mine who was a strong proponent. He says you should move every 5 years whether you want to or not because it makes you go through your stuff and get rid of things that we all tend to accumulate.
Oh, no.
Really?
No. Possibly we couldn't throw anything away, David Bates.
I am really committed to... should be committed.
Hold it in your hand, and if it gives you joy, you keep it. If not, it goes away.
I think there's a lot of us that struggle, and self included, with the concept of getting rid of things that you just are not going to use.
But back to the point that we were making there is that it seems to be just on the broccoli because I bought three different kinds of lettuces, or lettuce. Lettuces. Okay, mm-hmm. Broccoli and Brussels sprouts.
Okay,
it seems to own whatever's chomping on this.
They like the broccoli.
They love the broccoli for some reason or another.
Well, I think you need to probably take some kind of action.
I will.
All right.
Okay, but neem oil is a good way to go.
I would say that I would start with that. Okay. And then if you have to go with something a little stronger, I mean, although it may not necessarily be stronger, it's just a different. You might try insecticidal soap after that if you're not getting satisfactory results with the neem oil.
Could it possibly be snails or slugs?
Oh, absolutely. Okay. And you know, if you're getting those, it's probably best to put out some of the slug and snail bait in little dishes, like a mayonnaise jar lid or something like that, where you can put it in there. It doesn't; the chemical won't leach
actually
into
on
the,
top of the.
Put
the
it
soil.
On the ground. Yeah, they'll crawl over in there. I tried and true. I know you have supply of this. A lot of people will put beer in a little shallow dish, so you can probably. I know
waste that, well beer
if it is effective in getting rid. You probably can afford to donate that much to the worthy cause of preserving your broccoli. So, yeah, I know that might seem wasteful to you. But
so you're making me make a choice between my beer and my broccoli?
No, I just say buy an extra beer, Josh.
And it doesn't seem like it's a big deal.
And you're not going to be putting in there more than maybe a couple of ounces. So, you know, you probably spill
that's
that
a certain
much.
Percentage.
After about the eighth or ninth one every night, Josh, you know, you probably spill that much.
You don't drink eight or nine in a night. I mean,
Well, I'm just saying. I mean, you could easily spill an ounce or two. So I don't think it would be
that's a significant portion of a 12-ounce can.
Buy a 16-ouncer and... then you've got a few extra ounces.
Go for
to
the
work
24s
with.
Or the 25s.
Whatever floats your boat, so to speak.
Boat your float? 615-499-6690. I do think I have some slug and snails somewhere in there in the basement. Then it will have to go live in the.
Get some sluggo.
Sluggo?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like this little white. It almost looks like the stuff you put down to break up ice. The slugs eat it and they die.
Yeah. And it is quite a good product for that. And it does. It does a really good job of making sure that the they don't come back because if they eat it one time, they're done.
So you don't salt them
before? That used to be as a teenager, I would say that was a pastime of mine was, you know,
salting slugs.
Yes, you know. I just don't want to.
They freak me out, I'm going to be honest.
Not a big fan. Especially when you're walking barefooted.
I have difficulty dealing with boiled okra because it makes me think of a slug. You know, it tends to be a little slimy. Now, I do better with okra.
I'll never eat okra again. So.
Oh, no. I love okra, but I don't have to have it just fried. It can be kind of roasted. It's really quite good, but I'm not a fan of boiled okra. That's just not a pickled okra, the hot pickled okra, is as good as it comes. So,
so you know, let me ask you a question.
All right.
Would you eat just about anything if they put enough hot sauce on it?
Just about. I mean, I'm you know, I am a fan of of hot sauces. And so,
I'll eat just about anything anyway. Now, whether it has the hot sauce, but David goes to a different degree with his hot sauces. Now, give us your recipe for this cheese dip that you were expounding on.
Pimento cheese spread is something most people are very familiar with.
Mrs. Grissom's.
Well, that's the one that's a local favorite.
Mm-hmm.
But certainly there are a number of brands of cheese spread, of soft cheese spread. And some are a little more spicy. There, you do find them with jalapenos in them. It's a little more spicy. But it's still pretty tame. You know, it's not. So, my good friend, Mike Allison,
is
really growing a lot of, successfully, Trinidad Scorpion and the Carolina Reapers, which, of course, are the hottest pepper.
Now, what does he describe them as?
Toxic waste.
Toxic waste.
That's what he calls them.
Okay.
But he's growing them really well. So
they're pretty.
Anyway,
I mean, they're absolutely gorgeous.
I think I'm getting a shipment of those today.
Oh, okay.
So, going back to my discovery, which is my most recent favorite use of them.
Pay attention here, folks.
I take four of either Trinidad Scorpion or Carolina Reapers and dice them up.
Uh-huh.
Now, when you're going to handle those, you need to have on protective gloves.
And your mask.
It's not a bad. You need to have eye protection on.
Yes.
So, but since we're in this whole COVID-19 thing, chances are you've got them already. So you're set.
Okay.
But handle carefully. You know, never touch
anything important.
Anything important until you've had a chance to remove the gloves and then wash your hands afterwards.
Twice.
Because it can really create strong distress, even for someone who loves them like me. You know, heaven forbid you do this or scratch somewhere that
is
might
important.
Itch. Yes, it leaves a mark.
So you have four Trinidad Scorpions
I don't put the seeds in there because I don't put the seeds in there. There's plenty of firepower in the pepper itself.
I cut all that off.
Well, I put four in there.
Okay.
Four in one little
four seeds?
Four whole peppers.
Four
in a cart.
Half pint.
Yeah, four of them, yeah.
Uh-huh.
And mix it up. And then for extra measure, just to make it a little more juicy, I pour a little bit of Bill Hayes, is the special hot sauce he gave us.
Oh.
I put just about a tablespoon of that in there just to kind of help it to work in. And then, you know, close it up and leave it in the refrigerator for a couple of days to let it have a little time to work. And while it doesn't stop me from overeating, it does throttle me back quite a bit.
You don't have to put your name on that in the refrigerator either.
Put a warning, danger. I do put a warning on there to make sure, you know, if just in handling the container, you need to be really careful. I love it. And for whatever reason, the flavor profile of the Ghost Peppers, Trinidad Scorpion, Carolina Reapers, I find more to my liking than Habaneros, which are not nearly as hot. But they have a flavor profile that somehow...
It's a bit more of a burn with a hot habanero.
Oh, and it has that little delayed impact also. So
I'm sure your dip has a delayed impact as well.
Oh, not very delayed. It's pretty much instantaneous.
Right.
Okay. So anyway, that's my Trinidad Scorpion or Carolina Reaper version of a cheese spread. So you could just take any kind, and it will heat it up quite a lot.
615
That and a little one of those
Triscuit
type crackers. Those are the best thing. You know?
A little naan bread, maybe.
It would work on naan.
Uh-huh.
If you don't have anything,
if you don't have any naan of that, there'd be none of this.
It'll work on any of those. So okay. Check that out and let me know what you think. It's really, really good stuff. Okay,
Josh. Season to taste would be what my recommendation would be. So.
So you've given us a little view of your backyard there on your post you had up there earlier.
How do you know that's my yard?
Well, you said it was your garden.
Oh, okay.
Your raised bed. I'm assuming that you're doing this on your own
property.
It could
be somebody else's, though.
I wouldn't put it past you, Josh.
You're absolutely right.
Probably wouldn't be the first time.
Okay.
But what other kinds of projects do you see people, you know, I think that the nature of the whole COVID-19 thing is it is made DIYers out of all of us.
Oh, yeah.
So are you seeing projects that people are getting into, Josh, that they probably would be better advised to not be getting into?
That's all relative, David. Now, again, that doesn't matter whether we've got COVID going on or anything. There's an old adage, there's no big jobs, there's just inadequate tools and
training.
And training. So
good to have the tools. It's even better if you know how to use them.
And regardless of what you see on the at-home show or home improvement shows anywhere in the world, most of the time the projects that you're going to pick up are not going to be able to be done in 40 minutes.
No, matter of fact, it might not be done in 10 times that amount of time.
Right.
And because, they, you know, they've got, and what you don't see on these how-to programs is that they have this whole staff of people who are doing prep work ahead of time. And so it's quite, you might only see one person on camera, but rest assured, there's probably four or five at least that are making direct contributions to making everything happen. So that by the time the editing is done, because, you know, these shows are not done live. I mean,
they're probably
live
a year ahead of time in many cases.
Yes.
Okay. So, but they do move a little quicker than normal. But if you remember that the granddaddy of
this
all
old
of the,
house.
This old house.
And it's still one of the best programs.
They did a whole season on one project.
Yeah, I love watching it because of that, because you kind of get to, you know, they'll take an old home, maybe 100 years old.
Or older.
And needs pretty much attention everywhere. So they'll go through the demo stage of tearing down to building back up, and they cover all the different trades. So, you know, it is the gold standard of do-it-yourself programs,
but it also
gives you enough input that you should be able to reasonably recognize that there are limitations to what each of us have skill set-wise. You know, we don't all have the...
Norm, bless his heart, I mean, when you've got a shop that has four lathes in it and two planers and a joiner and every clamp known to man, I mean, that's the kind of thing that goes on. So you just have to take your time and then budget your time and budget your money, because they always end up costing a whole lot more than what you think they're going to. I mean,
yes,
in a lot of cases.
Particularly when you're a tool shy and you find that you really have got to have a biscuit joiner.
Oh, yeah, you got to have a biscuit joiner, man.
I mean, you've got to have, you know, these little specialty tools. You might not use it every day or might not even use it every month.
I had to go buy an angle grinder recently. So,
well, you know, an angle grinder has so many different uses.
It does, David.
Okay. And I have a whole variety of different heads I will use on the angle grinder, not just for grinding. You know, it has the removable guard on it, so you can put a cutoff wheel on there,
sure,
so
you can
actually do real
wire
precise
brushes, all wire, kinds of
absolutely
polishing.
So,
if you're really good and you're really careful, really, really careful.
Yeah, that's, you know, cautionary on that one, because it's not really designed for that, and it's easy to get that.
And you will mess up a piece of furniture if you're not careful.
Yeah, or a automotive paint finish or something. You know, better to use, sometimes it's better to use things that are specifically manufactured for one purpose that does that really well.
But you might need it again someday. You might.
You never know.
I sent Josh a couple of pictures.
Yep.
Buffalo sent us these two pictures. The first one has the caption of, well, as soon as we get it up there.
Is Josh got you ready to go yet?
Yep. Now, this is a nice she shed, or that's actually a he shed.
Well, this is
absolutely gorgeous. Fantastic.
Wow. He said this was his new project that they're working on.
And he's got sliding windows in his home. Oh, neat, 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 neat.
That is now. Is that one he built from scratch, or is that a modular building that he finished?
No, we've seen this coming up through. If you're friends with Bill,
I don't have time to look. You know, regularly.
Starts as a pad and moves on up with it because you're not going to probably find a modular building that's going to be able to be pulled in there. But it's really nice the way.
That looks like a 30-foot long structure at least.
Every bit of it, I would say.
Maybe more than that.
But we don't see Peppermint Patty in the picture, though, so, Bill.
Strange.
Huh?
Strange. Okay. Where is she?
I don't know.
She's not knocking down cables.
No, that's right. There was a harrowing week when she came on here. Hey, I want to take just a moment and shift gears for just a second, talk about Earthmix Garden Products. Okay. And as I mentioned earlier, we here at Bates Nursery and Garden Center are big proponents of Earthmix Garden Products, and we're fortunate that there are like-minded professionals all over the Middle Tennessee, Kentucky, and even up into Indiana and Ohio areas that also are proponents of Earthmix Garden Products. And the reason is that it actually does what most soils don't do, is that it's a very prolific, very productive soils. It's a living soil. It has actual microbes that are in there living that are adding to the vitality of the plant, and so that it's able to maximize the growth and the potential of the plants that you put in the ground by giving it the things that Mother Nature provides. And at Earthmix Garden Products, we take the time to make sure that there are plenty of things such as endo and ecto mycorrhiza fungi, humic acid, along with all the other inputs into the soils that give it naturally fertile growth. For most of the products, you can go a month or even 6 weeks before you have to do any other additional fertilizing. So to get the best on all the Earthmix Garden Products, go to earthmix.net and click on the Find Earthmix tab on the top right of the screen there, and there you'll see a map pop up. And you can zoom in and find a location that's near you, no matter where you are in Tennessee, Kentucky, Indiana, or Ohio. Make sure you check it out online at earthmix.net. Remember, this success in gardening begins at the ground level when you use Earthmix Garden Products. And appreciate your attention on that one.
Absolutely. So. Absolutely. Okay, folks, 615-499-6690. Now, David, you touched upon this just briefly earlier in the show. Next Saturday morning, we're going to have a very special crew in here performing live the at-home show with Josh Carey and David Bates without Josh Carey and David Bates.
Well, and that's that is going to be different.
Okay. So, first time in 25 years on and off that we've been doing this,
correct.
If that's ever happened.
I don't know what I've done with my input here.
I don't know what you did with your input. What did you do to your input?
I don't know. I can't. My screen is not wanting to cooperate with me, so maybe it will here.
Did
in
you
just
go to
a moment.
Sleep?
Okay. It says it couldn't connect. Well, I understand now.
Okay.
Can't connect. So let me go back over to you. Got anything you want to put up there on the screen, Josh?
We'll put the she shed back up there if you want to.
Right.
Okay. We'll put that back up and let's see. But notice that also is that this was a package deal, but it was assembled on site. We did in fact provide the matching shingles.
I actually got it back up on the screen as soon as
you don't care anymore about the she shed. Huh?
No. I can go to it now.
Okay. But we will have to paint that.
You got matching shingles. Oh, I see. That was the perspective of the picture. You're standing on the roof, you can see the other roof.
I'm actually.
Are you on your neighbor's roof? Did you try to match their?
Actually,
I'm sure that you probably spend quite a bit of time on roofs around the area.
The church that is behind us there, I did get stuck up on that roof one time. I got stuck.
How do you get stuck on a roof?
They had a wedding going on, and somebody threw a bouquet or some sort of accoutrement for the bride up on the roof. And being the good neighbor that I am, I brought the ladder over and said, I'll go up and get it. Well, when I got up and got it and threw it down to the bridesmaid that was standing down there at the bottom, I did not realize how bad a shape that roof was in. And shingles started to break apart.
Oh.
And if you notice, that's not exactly, you know, that's not exactly a...
It's not a 512.
No, it's a little steeper than that, so... Yeah. I ended up having to shinny sideways all the way to the end.
Were you afraid you were going to step through?
I was afraid I was going to break the shingles loose and go all the way off. I was really afraid because I didn't carry my claw hammer or anything with me. I didn't have my ice axe.
Right. So. You weren't going to Sylvester Stallone style save yourself like in Cliffhanger?
Oh, yeah. No. Oh, man. Yeah, I saw that one too. So, but anyway, that is from the offsite office of Carlson Building Supply through the GPL 606. That is a roof window.
The fence panels that we see behind there, are those your fence panels or are those your neighbors?
I can see them. Those are my neighbors. Those are my neighbors.
Well, they did a nice job of fencing in your back or side yard there because they're very attractive looking.
That's also a swimming pool in that area, enclosed in that area as well.
I notice there's a gap, so indicates there must be good relations between you and the people next door.
Most of the time. We get along pretty well. So, but you know, that allows freedom of movement through the structures. But now we'll have to paint that, and we're going to match it to the brick, and everything will be going. And
so, does that fence get painted the same color on all sides, or do you?
That's actually vinyl fencing that was installed.
So that does not get painted then?
No, I don't have to paint it anyway.
Your fence.
Not my fence.
Okay. Well, but you wouldn't be painting it otherwise. If it were not a vinyl fence, you would not be painting it, what I'm getting at.
Depending upon the species of the wood, I might. I mean, if we wanted to change the color, but that's a beautiful bright white. It matches in the scheme. And like you say, they took the extra detail of running the lattice across the top, which is another nice little feature that they have there. So...
We've got a one Jim Stevens on the phone.
Well, let's see what we can get from Jim.
Jim's probably got a she shed in his yard, too.
If not, he will have. You put ideas in his mind, he will go for it.
Okay.
Morning, Jim.
Good morning.
Hey, buddy, what's going on?
Well, we're on the road.
Where you at?
I am on Interstate 59 in between Birmingham and Chattanooga.
Oh, okay.
So what brings you to the South, Jim?
We are moving my daughter from Houston up to Washington, D.C.
Why?
Well, she works for the same airline that I did. It's a transfer, and, you know, it's a good position move for her. So we'll see what happens.
Well, congratulations to her.
Well, she's right here. You can say hi, Christina.
Hi, Christina.
Hello, Christina. Way to go.
Hello. Hey, I have a question about my yard.
Okay.
All right. Obviously, 7 years of neglect. It didn't get what it needed while I was commuting. I'm trying to fix that up now. A lot of clover and stuff in there. I used a name brand weed and feed on it, and that really took care of the clover. But now I have some brown patches and stuff all across the yard. Is it too late in the year to rake that out and then overseed? And then the question I would have following that is, if I put the step four stuff down, will that kill the grass seed?
Okay, and it's a great question, Jim. A couple of things are going on. Number one, your residence is in Cleveland, Ohio, correct?
That's it.
So you're right up on...
About a zone four?
Yes. So as far as the time of year goes, you're probably right in the sweet spot for the area. However, because you have – how long ago did you put that herbicide, that weed and feed type product on there?
It's been just shy of a month.
Here's part of the issue that may occur, and I'm assuming that you have a ryegrass lawn – given where you live.
Yeah.
Is that correct? All right.
That's correct,
And ryegrass is wonderful if you're in an area that's cool enough to be able to support that. Unfortunately, here in the South, we are not. But in Cleveland, it's a great opportunity to have that. You have these brown patches in your yard. You know why? Because you removed the other vegetation, the clover that was growing there. So now you've got dead areas in between. So can you... put down the seed now? Well, the answer is yes. The underlying question is how effectively will it germinate, and how much effect will the herbicide have on it? And
what are your nighttime temperatures right now, Jim?
Oh, he's getting down to the upper 40s, I'm sure, at times. Are you not, Jim?
It just finally broke, and we're seeing temps in the 50s at night.
Yeah. Okay. So, I mean, it's perfect conditions. And ryegrass, fortunately, it has a lot broader range of it can go to much lower temperatures and still germinate.
And quickly.
Pretty quickly, mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's a really good time for that.
But you're moving your daughter, so you better get home.
Yeah, that's true.
Now, the are you planning on trying to just work on the spots, Jim, and try to do some seed on there? Maybe use one of the products that where you put down the pellets that have the mulch already in it. You can do it that way. That might be a good way to approach doing that. You can buy those in little small containers.
Great,
or
like the easy seed stuff.
Yes,
Okay. Again, now, Jim, keep in mind that even a lot of times, if you buy the pelletized paper products or the PPPs, I think is what you guys used to call them, and then you buy the bag of seed and maybe some starter fertilizer on your own, you can do this yourself.
Yeah, well, what I was referring to him is that there are products that have all of that already together, so he doesn't have to go out and try to buy three different things.
The Pennington One Step is the way to go.
So, and they have that, I'm sure Pennington has that in a variety of seed mixes. So, and those will be, of course, in your area, Jim, there will be a good variety of ryegrass that will be, you know, do really well in your lawn. The only question mark is that do you have a chemical problem that may interfere with the process because of the herbicide that you use? Have you had enough rainfall to leach it out enough to make it okay to go ahead and get that seed put down? That's the question. You're a little tight time-wise.
That would be a question, but I have been watering the lawn.
I think I would go ahead and, you know, you don't have a tremendous rush. You've got a few weeks yet that you can work with. So if you have time to just continue to water it, and give a couple more weeks for leaching to occur, I think you're going to give yourself a much better opportunity to be able to get that grass seed up.
Or you wait till next spring and do the same process.
I don't know that I would wait until, you know, fall of the year is the best time for planting a lawn. And particularly in where you are in doing ryegrass, it's really a wonderful opportunity to get that lawn filled in, and by doing it right now, you're going to prevent the intrusion of a lot of weeds that may come in between now and spring. There's always, even though you're going to have a lot of snow cover up there, and I know all of that, once all that has passed, you're going to have a nice lawn underneath. So I think it's worth the effort to see if you can get that up. Absolutely.
All right, thank you much. I appreciate it, guys.
Okay, I got one question for you, Jim. Are you guys in your own personal vehicle? Are you driving a U-Haul or type vehicle, or what are you driving?
It's her car, and the airline is moving all of her personal stuff for her.
Well, that's a good deal. Yeah, that's absolutely a very good deal. Well, again, congratulations for the on the move and for having
which airport are you going to be based out of? It's going to be
Dulles.
Okay.
Dulles International, so there you go. Well,
it's a little suburban, but it's okay. That's okay.
Hey, Jim, always great to hear from you, buddy. Take care. We'll talk to you soon.
Be ready for a knock on the door one of these days. It won't be long.
Very good. Looking forward to that. We will mark that down. You just make sure you
let us. Not next Saturday morning, though.
Give us a little heads up. We're going to need that. So,
all righty, buddy.
All right, thanks, Jim.
All right, my friend.
Jim Stevens, longtime friend and former producer of this program.
And world traveler.
Back in the day, Jim has called us from everywhere.
Thailand.
From Russia.
Australia. Chernobyl.
Didn't he call from the Himalayas one time?
I think so. So, yeah, he's called from everywhere because he's been everywhere.
We got a Nepal. We didn't get a Nepal call, I don't think. We got India.
I don't know.
They were in India, but I don't think we were in Nepal.
I'm not certain about that.
But, David, we've got a bunch of stuff in here in the green room this morning that's absolutely gorgeous.
Ornamental grasses are particularly showy this time of year. There's just all kinds to choose from. So, you know, whatever your heart's desire on ornamental grasses.
Got poofy stuff back here.
Yep. And the ones we've got in the back, they actually had those out front last week. That is a... That is a black grass that's a very beautiful, has the dark colored black seed pod on it, so they do quite nice. Mm-hmm. And there are a lot of, you know, the colors and textures as you change seasons begin to change with it. And of course, everybody's familiar with seeing pansies. We've got a flat of pansies out front. Pansies come in all kinds of colors. Most everyone is also familiar with violas.
Mm-hmm.
And violas, of course, are not quite as showy because they have a smaller flower on them. There is but they have much greater winter hardiness. That is to say that they don't get bit back in cold temperatures like pansies do. But there's a middle ground, a plant called a panola, which is a hybrid between the viola and the pansy, mm-hmm. which are a really great choice. They don't have quite as large a flower as pansies have, but they have much greater winter hardiness. They don't get bit back quite so easily. So they have more of the hardiness that a viola provides, and they have a flower closer to that of a pansy. So a lot of folks will really enjoy having pansies in your yard. And I know it's difficult. This is the time of year when a lot of people really stress with, they've got, you know, their summer annuals are, I mean, at their peak. It's hard to make the decision to start pulling some of those and get pansies in. However, a couple of things, if you're really wanting to have that good color all winter, if you don't do it, number one, they don't really have a chance to get really established well if you don't do it soon enough. And because of that, they won't be as prolific through the winter. The second thing is that if you wait for another month, already,
you're not gonna be able to find them.
Well, your choices are going to be much less. And I know that growers who provide these for us, they've all had to try to take a very different look at what their product mix and how deep their inventory is going to be, because they can't afford to grow things that they don't sell. And so whatever they grow beyond what they would normally expect to sell is all they can potentially make extra money there, but they can also potentially lose more money. I'm sure that there's going to be growers that are going to be ramping up their fall color a bit over what they've done in the past, but we don't have guarantees about that. Right. So if you act earlier, you're going to more likely get the exact colors and the combinations that you want.
I also see some beautiful mums out there that they're probably going to be in the same situation, the growers of the mums.
Yes, and you know, mums are technically a perennial. However, because they're so vigorous of a grower, they tend to get in and overtake a landscape.
Right.
So people treat them frequently as annuals simply because, you know, they'll get the flower out of them, then they'll yank them and put something else in there.
It'll turn into a monster if you're not careful.
You might want to put cabbage or kale in. I like mums used in a container. Like if you've got a container out on the front of the porch, that kind of thing, I think they lend themselves very well to that. And then pulling them out and replacing them with something else that looks more good at that point in the season. It could be a later flowering mum, for that matter. So,
and different bloom sizes. I mean,
yeah,
different
colors.
Oh,
yeah, there's all different kinds of looks on the chrysanthemum. So there's a lot to choose from there, and they don't all bloom at the same time. But there's no chrysanthemum that's going to bloom both early, mid-season, and late. So if you've got some pots like that, you might wind up changing them out a couple of times to keep them looking nice throughout the fall season.
Now, what about the goldenrod looking stuff?
Well, that's
goldenrod.
That's what that is.
Oh,
so,
wow!
So you're seeing that come up there. Great fall color, beautiful, spectacular show this time of year. So, you know, all perennials are a weed somewhere else. You know, perennials are just weeds that have been found out to have qualities.
Well, we plant a bush. And we plant a shrub and remove a bush. That's the way that that goes.
Yeah, right.
All righty, folks. Music means that we're done with this edition of the At Home Show. But David and I are going to encourage you to join the A team coming in next Saturday morning.
Yeah, see what happens next week. And maybe I'll check in.
Michael will be in charge, so he will be.
Anora's
going to be in charge.
Oh, okay. That's our very own Anora.
Uh huh. All righty. She's maybe her own very own Anora.
She
but,
is. But she'll be in charge. Keep that in mind.
Okay.
All righty. All right, folks, for the entire At Home Show crew, we thank you for joining us and encourage you to go out to Facebook, like the At Home Show with Josh Carey and David Bates Facebook page, subscribe on YouTube, go out there, find us on LinkedIn. Hey, send connections. We'll be glad to join you up there on, too. It's Earth Mix Garden Products coming. That's where you primarily will see it from.
Yep. Well,
hey, folks, be safe out there. Don't do stupid on Labor Day so you can join the At Home Show next Saturday morning for your Saturday morning tradition.